And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Leaders of the North Carolina Senate want to cut taxes by $1 billion over the next 2 years. If the House goes along with that plan, the state will have $3.2 billion less every year, thanks to all the tax changes since 2013. Half of that cumulative tax cut goes to the wealthiest 20% of the people in the state, with the top 1% getting an annual tax break of $20,000 a year. The tax cut for the bottom 20% of taxpayers will be around $15. And the state already faces more than $1 billion in immediate needs, including increases in school enrollments, the state health plan, Medicaid, teacher pay, and disaster recovery. Just 13 years ago, North Carolina ranked 22nd in teacher pay. Now we're 41st. Per pupil spending is 8% less than it was in 2008 when adjusted for inflation. We have given enough tax breaks to the millionaires. Let's start investing in our schools and our children and our future. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.